regarding Klaf Mashuach. Now, the custom of many Sofrim is to take like a chalk-like substance and they put it on the Klaf before they write. Basically, what it does is it makes it smoother and easier for the Sofer to write the letters. That's called Klaf Mashuach. Question is that considered a Hatzitza? Because maybe you're not considered writing on the Klaf, you're writing over this chalk-like substance. Kamben Tzion and Or LeTzion actually holds that it's a Hidur to have this Mishiha, because it allows the Sofer to write nicer and clearer. And it's not a Hatzitza, he says, because it's Letzorech Sefer Torah. And anything that's for Tzorech is not a Hatzitza. It says, Adraba Ze'eli Vanvehu. You're making the Sefer Torah, you know, making it pretty. Therefore, Chamben Tzion has no problem with a Sefer Torah that is Mashuach, or even Tefillin that are Mashuach, so long as it's written correctly. And therefore, he says, you can make a Beracha without any problems. In Teshuvah Nunheh, he brings poskim that say that the Mishiha actually would be a Hatzitza, but then he rejects it and he says from the Rabbi Kotzera Emet and Hacham Yosef Yedid HaLevi, that said clearly is not. Therefore, Chamodiah writes that it would be better to try to rub off as much as you can so there's not any excess of that Mishiha, you know, the minimum amount you could put. And he says, of course, you can go up to the Sefer Torah, no problem, make a beracha. However, he suggests that by tefillin, it would be better not to have tefillin that are mashuach, to choshesh to the opinions that say it's a hatzitza. Not that the Acham says it's pasul if you did, but mehiyot tov, it's better to have tefillin that are not mashuach. So it comes out, we have a machloket here between Hacham Avadya and Hacham Ben Tzion. Chacham Ben Tzion says the Ketachila, you can have Mashuach by Tefillin. Chacham Avadya says, one should try to be Mahmir, to try to get Tefillin that are not Mashuach. Last but not least, the Poskim make a good point that if the Sefer Torah is Mashuach, it can happen a lot that if the person who's reading the Torah takes the pointer and he, you know, puts it on the Klaf itself, it can cause the letters either to pop off because there's this they chip easily, and it also can cause stam if a person is using the pointer, can cause like a line, and that line that's made by the pointer can connect two letters together, which can be a problem also. So therefore, of course, when people are reading with a pointer, they should be careful just to stand from far and not to actually touch the pointer with the klaf.
That is what we have to do.